20-somethings who are either married or in committed relationships who say their unions are more secure and more honest because they don't believe in monogamy.
I just took off my clothes and I had to do it.
Talking about swinging, or as it's known now, living in the lifestyle.
We're going to have to give you some quinine.
Technically, an orgy requires a minimum of 6 participants.
What about my three-way?
This is a new generation of swingers.
Waves of it coming at you on Friday, Saturday. By Sunday, your nuts going to be drained.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Swinging Around, the sex positive podcast about swinging and sex. I'm Cal.
I'm JB.
So this episode, we're going to continue on with part two of our Behind Closed Doors interview with Amy and Derek, the individuals who run Behind Closed Doors, a local house party, a fairly large house party here, local in Michigan.
And they like to think of themselves really as a club that happens to be at their house.
They're really large enough where they're definitely... It's essentially a club that's at somebody's house. Exactly. You're exactly right. So with that, we will get on to the second part. And that actually brings, it reminds me of what you said earlier, Derek, was that, and that we never returned to, was that, you know, you had some jealousy, and that, so could you talk about working through that? Like what situations would make you jealous with Amy, and how have you worked through that? And I mean, I guess Amy had talked about that a little bit as well, but I don't know.
Well, with Amy, I guess, I don't know. I think that, it was jealousy. It wasn't the first time that I had, it was more of a, I was more of, not jealous, I was more pissed off because we were having one of our house parties, and we were maybe fourth or fifth house party in, maybe. And we had a couple coming over, which was not a married couple, but they were a together couple, and he had a notorious reputation of making women squirt. And Amy had never squirted for me, and I told her that I'm okay at our house party if he makes you squirt. But I want to be there so I can learn. And she knows, she's got the look now. She knows where I'm going with this. And I was too busy wrapped up dealing with the party downstairs somewhere else. And she let him get his hands on her and made her squirt. And I was pissed. I mean, I was jealous, but I was pissed.
So we need to have this guy back. If possible, no.
He's not in the lifestyle anymore. We haven't seen him. No, he's disappeared. But he don't need to.
Do you know the technique?
I know. I'm better than him now. We have girls that he used to make squirt on a regular basis. I cut his time in half. I made girls squirt that have not been able to squirt. It's a very It's very comfortable. Yeah. It's an art.
Back to your story.
So, but anyway, so that was one of the times, few times that I like to put on my. On my gun as a notch of times that I have a right to get her in the doghouse, and she knew it, right?
Yeah.
So I had to find out. I knew she did it, and then I made it a first priority goal to figure out what it was. And once
it was just annoying.
So were you mad at her for having let that happen?
Yeah, but it was more of a, you know, the guy was not like a looker or anything like that. And he was like 60 years old. Nice guy. But
he wasn't like 60, but he was older.
He was older. Not something I was worried about him being like, good looking, you know, Mr. GQ, like jealousy. Just the fact that somebody else did something to my wife and I didn't get to do it first.
So were you attracted to this guy or did you more just want to see if he could make you squirt?
No, I was not attracted to him. I mean, he was a nice guy.
His reputation got to you.
Well, it was, you know, I'd never squirted before and, you know, I'd been drinking and... What the hell?
So the key to your heart is through the booze.
Sometimes. Oh,
that's
yeah.
What you learn.
Yeah,
there was only one person that I had ever really pursued, and that made Derek jealous.
That was the second time.
And
Jealous Bob.
Yeah, he's forever known as Jealous Bob.
Well, we were at Cap City, and long story short, we met them at Cap City, and good looking couple. Both of us were immediately attracted to them. We decided to go back to their room and play. And we went back to their room and played. And we both were playing with the other couple on separate beds, her with him, me with her. And everything was going fine. And I find that more often than not, and Amy's the one who had to bring this up to my attention, because I guess I noticed it but didn't realize it was a major issue, is that more often than not, guys seem to fall short in the lifestyle, having erectile problems, and fall short. So Amy
it's
always...
It's because of all the drinking and
And some say pressure. They use whatever the issue are. I don't know what it is, but they end up falling short and not able to get it up. So Amy ends up just kind of twiddling her thumbs why I have no problem with with getting it up. I love sex, so I end up just fucking the shit out of the girl. And, you know, and Amy's like, really? Is this going to happen again? So...
Yeah, that's no good. Nobody wants to feel like they're taking one for the team, either with an ugly person
or
if you're
a hot person
doing a full swap,
or
by not getting
these
any
are all
at all.
People. Like, she was holding. She's like, "Come on, get this thing."
Thankfully,
up.
We haven't experienced that.
Yeah, you haven't gone full swap yet, but I hate to say it, you know, as a girl, you're going to come across it more often than not.
Yeah,
these are hot guys. Not that the guys aren't hot or anything. You know, you're thinking, why are they? And these are young guys. I mean, I've had guys that are half my age.
Our rule with that sort of kind of came. It's not really a rule, but it's.
It's the look.
And it's sort of...
Hey, I'm not getting any.
No, it's like, hey,
well, it's
let's
sort
swap.
Of,
let's
it's sort th- of true. I mean, it like, a lot of times if a couple has, you know, if the guy's having an issue, a lot of times his partner can rectify that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
So it's almost like you should swap back. For a
little
bit. She'll
say that.
Yeah. You know?
So
that's
her code word. She goes, I think maybe we should swap back.
It's not that much of a code, is it?
It should be obvious to the guy. You're like going down on him, trying to blow him, get him hard or whatever.
We're playing with this couple, and I've been told, I don't believe it, but that I'm larger than average. So either I have a jinx about me that I've caused a lot of girls to start their period early or something, because I'm just, you know, playing hard with them, whatever they want. And, she started her period or whatever reason. She started her period early. So our play got ended early. And this guy was spot on, perfect, you know, not an issue getting it up, hit her all her buttons, made her squirt. And here I am sitting on the bed just watching her, you know, and I'm like watching. And I just, for some reason, I just got shitty jealous, you know. And
which
I'm
is,
like,
which is funny because his original thing was, I just want to watch somebody
like,
fuck the
you,
shit out of my
you.
Wife.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
and
it might
I
have been because he was horny and he wanted some and he wasn't getting
it. And getting it from her, and I didn't want to interrupt it, and he fucked the shit out of her, and it was good. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, it was just stupid. That is, I had to separate the two. I didn't get like to the point where I want a divorce or nothing like that. I just like, well, you know, I was shitty for about 2 hours. And like, you know.
2 hours?
Yeah.
It was more than 2 hours.
Well,
a couple days.
Well, I kept bringing it up for a couple days. You know, when
well, he's probably trying to guilt trip you a little bit.
No, I'm like, hey, why don't you just go fuck Bob? You know, Bob fucking pleases you. I don't, you know. I was trying to get some sympathy sex, and it worked. But, you know, in the end, you know, you have to learn to separate mind from heart and realize all he did was fuck her. He didn't get anything else out of it. So now, as soon as I saw the guy again, I'm like, you know, your nickname's, you know, I call you Jealous Bob. Why? I go, she's the only guy that ever made me jealous because you fucked the shit out of my wife. Every other guy is to that date, and that was a long time ago, quite a few parties ago at Cap City, always falling short. So long story short, that was the second time that I kind of got jealous, you know, but I reckon if you don't get jealous a little bit of your spouse, then you guys are in the lifestyle for the wrong reason, I believe, you know, because there should be some little bit of jealousy there, you know. In a good way, you know, jealousy, you know, where you can check it, you know, you'd be like, you know, hey, you know.
A little tinge, like, well, you can enjoy yourself, but you're still coming back to me.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So it's like a good jealousy, I think, you know, because if there's never any jealousy, I mean, there's a lot of couples out there that are should not be in the lifestyle because they're in it for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's been in it long enough have come across one or two couples like that, and you're like, wow, the drama and just everything. So that's the two times I got jealous. But there was nothing that wasn't checked and, you know, taken care of and swept underneath the rug real quick. Now, Amy, on the other hand, she's gotten jealous a few times.
Oh, she's giving you a look right now.
Ooh, the eye. That's a look. That was the eye.
Well, she's came and tapped me out. She's like, you done fucking her? Get the hell off. You've been screwing her for 2 hours. And I'm like,
well,
okay.
Well, mine is more like when we're, you know, having a party and I can't find where you are. Because usually it's like at a party because we sort of made a rule like, you know, we make sure that everything is, you know, going good. You know, and then we'll say, okay, we'll say to each other, you know, do you mind if I play? Because at our parties really is the only time that we will play in separate rooms.
One of us might play and the other one might not play at all that night because just, you know, but we never try to play together. Very seldom we get a chance to play at the same time because one of us has to keep an eye on the party.
Yep.
Our guests come first.
But if it's not communicated to me, you know, that, hey, I'm going to go play, and then I discover,
I'm in the room playing.
That he's playing, then I get pissed.
Yeah, and that might be more anger than jealousy. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
let me know. Or...
it is definitely more anger.
I'm not doing it just to be spiteful or for her. It's
right.
Just...
And then that just kind of ruins my whole night, and then I'm pissed for,
yeah.
You know.
But we have a rule of thumb. I mean, regardless of any night, no matter what I play, I have to save the home stretch for Amy. I always have to. I have to finish, and I have to satisfy Amy. That's.
I think that's a great. That's. I think you know we've talked about that. That's, you mm-hmm. know the last fuck's got to be your. You know you got to be your significant other. You know?
And it's that reconnection time. And that's usually even the next morning. Sometimes that's
the next morning. Sometimes at our party we're tired, but we make sure that we.
You got to have that reconnection time.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will find out when you guys do. Full swap, that's going to amp up your sex life, your satisfaction, like, for each other, even
more. You'll have enough, what she's saying in a nice way is, you'll have enough dud couples that realize how lucky you guys have it together. If you're truly in love and love having sex with each other, you'll like, wow, if that's what's out there, then I am blessed to have what I'm married to, you know?
Well, we do soft swap, and I can say that you'll be hard pressed to find a guy who likes to eat pussy more than he does, and who's good, you know, as good at it as he is. So you can eat a piece for hours.
I love it. I love it.
He asks for it. Just I'll be sitting on the couch or whatever, and he'll be like, "I need to eat you out. Just take your pants off." I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna turn that down.
She never.
I don't have to ask.
It'll change when you have kids. You'd be like. Kid in bed. I mean, you'll have a good 3 years, 4 years before that, before the baby gets old enough to be like understanding what's going on. So things will change, but they'll still be good.
So one thing I wanted to ask you is, you've had a good number of parties now.
Yeah.
What modifications? You know, you mentioned some of the things like changing at the changing in the sexy clothes and was there from the start. But is there what things have you learned along the way and that you've honed and become, you know, done like looking back now, you would have done differently when you started that you do now, or
like our rules. We've got additional rules that we've had to add to our parties. When we go over the rules at 10 before we have a wardrobe change, we have additional rules. Like some of the most important ones, about the, no gum rule. I mean, it sounds people like, huh? They don't understand the gum rule, but
people think it's hilarious that we tell people that they can't chew gum at our house, but that.
And then they get here and then they go over the rules.
I was very tired of finding gum in my washer and in my dryer.
From the sheets.
On the floor. On the windowsills.
In the jacuzzi.
That's gross.
We had somebody in the shower, they stuck it on top of like the soap
dispenser. They took a shower. I mean, there's a lot of...
We're like, aren't there trash cans like all over the house? Yes.
Believe it or not, I mean, there is a lot of inconsiderate, self-absorbed people in the lifestyle. I won't mention names. Some have been to my house.
Just in general.
I think, well, that's people in general are...
People in general,
like
yeah,
that.
I mean, and when you take that, we understand
that.
That's
when you
that's
add the, alcohol in with that, it magnifies it.
Yep, and that's one of the things that you have to take into consideration, you know, when you have parties. You know, that's why when we have our costs for our parties, any extra money that we make, you know you've been to our parties, we do free giveaways after we do the rules. We give away, you know, free gifts, you know, to make up for the extra money. And then we do put some money in called the slush fund to cover for any expenses for things that get broken at the party, you know. We've already gone through a trash pump because people flushing baby wipes and rubbers down the basement toilet. We've gone through several screens, which you know now from last weekend, it's no longer there. We just took off and gave up trying to repair it
because people walked through it. They would just
walk through the screen.
Walk right into the screen door.
Going out to smoke. We constantly go through, I mean, every party we always have to throw away. I mean, like our last party, we threw away 3 towels that looked like somebody had killed somebody in the bathroom and decided to use a towel as a maxi pad. It's the stuff you deal with as a party. People think, you know, we hear so many people who we meet and they say, oh, we're going to start hosting house parties. We can fit maybe 20, 30 couples in. And we're like, at first I used to get like, you know, great competition. I don't need that. But then I realized, you know, once these people start doing house parties, they're going to realize they really want to put that much effort into it. It's a lot more work. I mean, we make it look easy. Because when people say, oh, it's easy just to have a house party, it's not. I more than welcome anybody to come and put walk in my shoes one party. It's a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of networking to get people to commit to coming. And just the downtime between the 3 weeks to the 4 weeks to the next party, I'm still doing repairs, painting walls.
We've had people put holes in walls. I mean,
crazy
sex. No,
I can only imagine. Just, like, what position were you in that you put a hole in the wall?
Yeah, especially up in the kitchen where the food's at. So,
well, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of interesting things. Like, we've had to, you know, clean shit off of our walls. We've had to clean shit off of our carpets.
Ooh.
You know,
AKA anal gone wrong, or
anal gone wrong. We'll save that for another interview. But yeah, anal gone wrong.
We found used tampons in drawers in our bathroom.
Yeah, two feet from the trash can.
Oh, now that does remind me because you told us an interesting story.
Yeah, let's hear what you told us last weekend.
Top things we found or heard or seen at a house party. First thing was a tampon in our top drawer of our bathroom in the basement. Don't know why, no rhyme or reason why they couldn't just put it in the trash.
We've had full, full-size towels that we found in the trash.
Trash that had been used for all, you know, that was just covered in blood. You thought I was looking for a fetus. It was that much blood. I mean, it was that much blood. The white towel was red.
Maybe that's why it was in the trash.
I know that, but
well,
I mean,
still, it's gross.
Lots of toilets clogged, you know. We had somebody come real close of having a bowel movement in the jacuzzi. Yeah, asked for some Pepmo, and I'm like, ooh, okay. But our biggest thing recently, which if anybody ever hears this casting, this recording, are going to know who we're talking about, but I don't know who it is. After cleanup, in our top drawer, we found a pregnancy test. You know, and we're like, what? Not, it wasn't in the trash. It was in the top drawer again.
But it had been taken.
It was a used pregnancy test, and it was negative. And we're like, okay, I had to show this. And I periodically throughout the whole party, constantly cleaning the bathrooms, emptying trash, making sure that party's, you know, house is cleaned up. That's my job all night. So I found this fairly early. It was around 3, 4 in the morning. And our regulars, our diehards, we call them, our regular friends that hang around that late. And the party sometimes doesn't really get going until that late. You know, when we have our regulars that come and stay late and we really get drinking and having some fun, you know. So I brought it up and I'm like, had it behind my back. And I'm like, okay, when you think you've seen it all. And I held it up and they all like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, who takes a pregnancy test at a house party? Still trying to figure that out.
I can only speculate.
That's the crazy
reasons
thing
for that.
And what was funny is when we first heard it last weekend, we didn't hear it from you two, and we heard that it was actually a positive test. And
no, it was a negative test. But I mean, you think, what, you know, like, why? Why did you do that? Did you want to prove to another couple that, you know, that female was not pregnant? Or
yeah, you can only wonder if they played and the condom broke, and so the other couple wanted reassurance.
Yep,
so they're like, well, we'll do a pregnancy test right in front of you so you believe us.
Yeah. Or... oh, yeah. You never know.
But it's then, like, put it in the trash.
I know. Like,
right.
Or meet up before the party. Right, do it at the McDonald's down the street. Like,
Yeah.
You keep saying the pregnancy test, but it seems to be a theme. Other things you just find in the drawer. You've mentioned you find.
Yeah.
Right,
why the drawer? They just they want to hide it. I mean, but you're going to find it.
You're going to find it. You know, unless these people think, well, we'll see how they really clean, you know.
I had no idea.
They don't go in
this year, and then we'll come back at another party, and we'll see if it's still there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe they do it out of spite. I mean, I don't know why people do the things they do. I mean, I should take a psych class in college to be able to figure this out, because it's mind-boggling, and the things that people do. I've given up trying to come rhyme or reasoning. I just deal with it one event at a time. And don't get me wrong, our parties are not drama. These are things that just, you know, quietly happen at a party behind closed doors in a bathroom, you know. And you just deal with it. And I come in as graciously and as quietly and as respectful as possible and clean up the messes as I find them, why people are playing so that, you know, people don't even know. And a lot of people are like, what? We didn't even know that happened that night, because that's my job. Me and Amy's job is to continue to run the party and make sure everybody is just, don't have to worry about those things that really happen behind the scenes at a house party this large. You know, they can just come and do what they want, and we'll be there to clean up their mess, you know? And that's what we do, you know? You know, another incident, single male, comes to our parties, nicest guy in the world.
We should probably say that single men are very, very limited at our parties, and
due to
in general, because of, you know, just the nature of the lifestyle. But
yeah, nobody wants a sausage fest unless that's what they specifically want, and our parties are not geared towards
I like a lot fest. Of cock, you know.
Yeah, but. Well, our parties have enough guys that are willing to participate exactly. While the girls watch.
Yeah, you guys probably get inundated with single guy emails, I bet.
Yeah.
No, it's really used to, it but not really much isn't anymore. as much as you would think. We do have you
we
know,
don't have to tell
while,
them though. They put themselves on a list, and we just
remove them.
We remove them because it says in our profile, and it says in our rules, you know, single guys are to contact us first and ask for an invite to come to our party and put themselves on the list. So when these single guys that we've never talked to put themselves on the list, if they can't read our rules and ask for an invite before they even put themselves on the list, we know they're not going to read the rules and respect couples.
Mm-hmm.
So that's us, first line of a defense for our couples that come to our party to know and feel comfortable to know that everybody who's comes to our party, it's single men, which are only, we maybe invite one single man for every 10 couples, and that's only if they're requested. And they're usually the same group that we have associated her with. Not that we're not looking for new single guys. It depends on if Amy likes them or not.
Well, it really depends on if the couples like them. I mean, you know, if we have a single guy and he's just sitting around.
Not fucking.
You know, or he's, you know, annoying people.
You don't want a creeper.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, then we're not going to have him back. But, you know, we have a lot of single guys that, you know, they come here and they play with a lot of different couples.
Yeah.
And
they have no problem getting it up. And they're our regulars, and we prefer them. But, you know, so, like, people who come to our parties, they don't have to worry about certain, you know, being pushed into playing, being required to play, thinking that it's a full swap. You know, our parties, you can vouch for our parties. Our parties are whatever level you're on, you'll find it, and you can participate at any level that you want. Because the spaces that are here to play in, that we allow, like center stage in our blacklight room, you know, around the jacuzzi in one of our playrooms, allows you to find your comfortable level real quick. So if you're full swap, soft swap, same room, separate room, whatever, you know, we tend to try to cater to all, you know, so that way we have a large range of couples that come on different levels. Granted, we've had a lot of couples in the past since we started doing this that were very new to SLS, new to the lifestyle, was considering even just doing soft swap, or at least same room, but not soft swap, voyeurism.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to our party, and by the second party, they were full swap center stage. And so we broke them in. Because, I mean, the way we look at it, and the way I take every couple that we meet that's new in the lifestyle, that we consider them, as a joke, we say, a.k.a. fresh meat, but they're new to the lifestyle. We want them to come to a party. We want them to have a good experience, and we want them to stay in the lifestyle so other couples can enjoy them. We don't want them to have a bad experience at our house and then leave with a bad taste and then leave that negative impression on the lifestyle. So, I mean, I take my house parties very personal. They are an extension of me and who I am. And I take them very personally, maybe more than Amy does. So, and I make sure that I attend to everybody, and I talk to everybody, and I continue to make sure everybody's having a good time, and, you know, make people feel comfortable. So, you know, the new couples will, I mean, you ain't going to get in their pants if they're not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and there's a lot of hot couples out there, so.
So you were saying, though, there was a funny story with a single guy.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of got sidetracked with that. We had a single guy who came and has been coming for a while. We've had a few hiccups with him. Nothing pushy or nothing, just new to the lifestyle as a single and is trying to find his way, and they were completely harmless mistakes. And we're not here to judge or find a reason to get rid of somebody or kick somebody out. We haven't had to ban really anybody. I mean, maybe one or two couples for reasons that we found out afterwards, but we've never had to kick anybody out of the party for any reason. Afterwards, we've just learned to avoid them and not hunt them down and ask them to keep coming to parties. And it was kind of like a comfortable understanding that they weren't welcome back because of the issue they knew we knew about it. So we try to take each case very seriously and try to cover that, having to not ban them from a party, but just kind of let them know in a nice way that it would be best if they didn't come because we had an issue with them, where not that they pushed a boundary or something, it's just that they, for whatever reason, I don't want to go into detail, but just had issues with other couples because not everybody gets along with everybody. But so this single guy, and if he's listening, he's going to know who it is, but I won't say his name. And don't get me wrong, he's a good guy. He's just learning. Asked me, he comes with a lot of girls, a lot of single girls as a couple, and so he hardly ever comes alone, but he's still considered a single couple. But comes as a couple a lot with other girls. And these girls he brings are some of our most regular girls that come, and they are the most sweetest, nicest single girls that we have. But this one particular time, he asked me, he signed up as a single, asked it at the last minute, hey, I got this girl. I want to come as a couple. Is that okay? We said, sure, no problem. Just get us her information so we know we can put her on the gate, security guard, and have her at the gate so she can get into the party, and everything was fine. And she ended up getting here. So before she came, I asked him, I said, okay, tell me a little bit about her, because we always try to do some reconnaissance and figure out, you know, make sure that everybody's comfortable here, that no one's being duped into, you know, coming to a fuck party, you know? So I was like, where did you meet? How do you know this girl? How long have you known her? Oh, I've known her for a little bit. I'm like, does she understand that this is a lifestyle swinger party? There's going to be naked people and sex going on after wardrobe change, and she'll have to change if she wants to stay. He's like, yeah. Okay, cool. As long as you explain that to her, I'm going to leave it to you that that's good. He's like, oh, yeah. She's the one who actually inquired to me. I told her where I was going, and she was very inquisitive about wanting to come. I'm like, okay, cool. Bring her. So they get here, and she's very outgoing, kissing people. She kissed me. you know, and I'm thinking this is great. Party starts going during the social, and come wardrobe change, he comes up to me and he's like, I got a little problem. I'm like, oh God, what now? And he's like, the girl I came with went out the front door to have a cigarette. She never came back. I can't find her. So I went out to look for her, and I walked all the way down to your security guard, and she's in the car with your security guard. Is that going to be okay? Well, is he going to play with her? I'm like, no, my security guard is down there. He works. He's actually one of the few vanilla friends that we have that's in the lifestyle for work. We pay him. He does his job. He doesn't play, doesn't fraternize with any of the guests. He doesn't even come down. You can vouch for that. He's down at that gate all night for, God knows, 15 hours. So I'm like, well, is she okay? Yeah. I'm like, what's the deal? Fill me in. He's like, okay, here's the deal, Derek. He's like, I just met this girl from Match.com 2 days ago, and this is our first date. I said, are you kidding me? Oh, and I don't want to say his name. I kept saying his name over and over and over. Let's just say his name's Joe. I said, Joe. Come on, what are you doing to me? He's like, yeah, I know. What should I do? And I'm like, is she okay down there? And I get on my two-way radios, and I call down there, and I say, is everything? I heard you got a guest. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. She was a little freaked out with the wardrobe change and everything, but she's down here, and I'm just keeping her company. I'm like, is she okay? She's not freaking out. Everything's cool. Yeah. And so I said to Joe, if she's down with my security guard and he's good and everything is fine, what, does she want to go? And my security guard says, no, he knows that he spent his money to come, and she knew he was in, so she's ready to leave whenever he wants. And he asked me for my opinion. He's like, what should I do? Should I get dressed and leave? And I said, she's down there. Let's face it, Joe, you're not going to get a second date with her. And he's right. And he's like, no, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm like, you're already here. She's my security guard's keeping her company. Go get your game on. Just make it fast. He's like, really? Okay. So he went and he played for a couple hours, and I was a nice enough host and kept checking up on her, making sure she was okay and was she ready to go. And Joe kept pushing his limits, and I went and asked my security guard, is she ready to go? And she's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. And I went and got him and said, she wants to go. And he's like, okay, got dressed. This was 2 hours after sitting down there.
Oh, man.
You know, and he played with a couple.
Worst first date ever.
Yeah, worst first date ever. Yeah. Well, it gets better. So she came back up to the house, and she came into the house. Was very optimistic. She was afraid of being embarrassed. But she came in the house and said goodbye to us. And Joe was at the door, too, saying goodbye. And she was kissing people again, saying goodbye and flirting again. And everything was like, wow, she's not acting as if she wasn't having a good time. And when she hugged me goodbye, she whispered in air, and she goes, how do I get a hold of you guys to come back here by myself? I guess the thing was that she felt that she was obligated to play with Joe.
Oh, that is funny.
But she wanted to come back to the party at a later date without him. So that kind of freaked her out.
Oh, man. A little honesty was all it would have taken.
I would have said, I would have pulled her aside and say, hey, you don't have to play with him. This is not that type of party. Yeah. I know it's a first date, but he understands. He's going to go get his groove on. You just go have a cigarette, have some drinks, have a great time. This is a no-drama party, no requirements. Play at your own level.
Yeah.
Watch and learn. Learn as you go.
She could have had a lot better 2 hours.
Yeah.
So she wasn't in the lifestyle at all? Did you
no.
So when she asked you, did you have to like tell her about SLS or
no,
like where
I just
to find
told
you
her how to reach us at
behindclosedoorsmi.com
is our website. And because I didn't want to go through because I didn't want to embarrass Joe, that, you know, I didn't want, it was very quick conversation ear to ear, and I didn't want to embarrass him with the situation that she just wasn't into him and from what she was saying. So there's been incidents like that. I can't think of other incidents, just like incidents that people have come with, we thought they were a couple and find out that down the road, 6-7 months later, nothing to involve drama at our parties. It's their own thing. I mean, it happens anywhere. They just misled us to believe that they were a couple.
They were pretending so that they could get in.
Pretending to be a couple so they could come, and then come to find out. We're like, hey, wait a minute. This is not, you're. They come down to our room at Cap City, and we're like, okay.
You guys are some people.
Who's this? Oh, this is my husband. I'm like, this wasn't the one you were at our party with. I know, don't say nothing. And I'm like, well, you can't put me on the line like that. I can't, I won't lie for anybody. I won't cover for anybody, you know? Mm-hmm. But I know, but I can't, you can't even, I can't even begin to be involved in your lies, which I don't want to be in the first place. I got enough drama to handle with a party and a host of a party.
That behavior doesn't fit well in the lifestyle. Or you know, supposed to be more open.
But I'm not one to judge. I have to always keep a neutral stand on everything because we're hosts to a party. We don't judge nobody. Everybody seems to want to bring their dirty laundry to us. We call it dirty laundry.
Or they just laundry, make your laundry dirty.
Well, yeah. Yes. One of two things. Yes, they do. But they do come and they tell us all these stories and we listen. We're great listeners and it's like a big, you know, Pandora's box that's never opened that people come and they just talk their ears off with us by emails and we're like, okay, wow, okay. And they ask us for their advice and we give it the best we can. We try to keep a neutral stance on advice, but you know, it seems like at least 75% of the couples we know of every couple they don't like. Or they've had bad experiences with, and we don't judge anybody. You know, we're like, have so many times have said, oh, this couple's drama. They just freaked out when we met them for dinner. You ever going to have them for a house party? And we flat out tell them, it's like, oh, that's your experience you've had with them. We haven't yet, so we don't form an opinion on anybody. We leave that up to our own judgment. So we don't have never blocked anybody from coming to our party based on good advice, good opinions or good, you know, a good reputation or bad reputation in the lifestyle. We leave it up to be our own judge of character and let them come. And, you know, because, you know, the old saying is if it smells like shit, looks like shit, and smells, you know, and tastes like shit, mm-hmm. it's going to be shit. And those couples with the drama, it will follow them around. It'll eventually catch up to them. So
we've talked about a lot about sort of some of the dirtier aspects. What's some of the sexy stuff that has gone down? What's some of the sexiest parties or the most fun parties for you guys?
Well, center stage is a bed that we set up in the middle of our living room.
Oh, we've taken part. Center stage is fun.
So you can basically be out on the deck and see center stage. You can be in the kitchen and see center stage. I mean, it's very...
You could be waiting for the bathroom down the hallway watching center stage.
It's very open, so it's great, you know, for voyeurs and...
For a lot of people who want to be
exhibitionists alike. So,
now, is that something you had from your very first party?
Nope. That was one of the things that we added as time went on by a lot of recommendations for people asking for a more larger room to play in where couples that are.
It wasn't too far from the first.
No, it was within the first four parties.
Yeah.
Four or five parties.
It kind of was nicknamed center stage by our guests.
Yes.
So we didn't name it that. It really. Sort of is center stage. So
I mean, it's literally a bed with couches all around it.
Yeah, it's got two couches on each side, and
that's what's awesome. You can just sit down, like be like, "Whoo, I'm taking a break," and just sit down on the couch and you're watch within, the action that's going. Yep. You're
right, you know, in front, within. You can touch your toe to the couch.
Yeah,
to the chair. I mean, to the
bed. Your toe to the cock.
And, you can literally touch somebody's boob. You know, and it allows couples who want to be right with the action but not sure if they want to participate and hope to get an invite. Center stage is like turned, like I said earlier, that one particular couple that came as a newbies, and now they're a full swap center stage, no problem couple, and they are one of our closest friends. We like to consider them friends, and they are awesome, really cute couple, and it really
anyway,
allowed
back
them.
Back to my story.
I like to keep talking about the hot women.
So center
hot couples.
Stage became a frenzy of probably about 10 women, and that's
you included.
No, I was observing. I was at like it was like
the bed was full.
It was like the first thing out of the gate was, you know, like, okay, it's 10 o'clock, people change, and all these women just
horny women,
all women, all toys.
That is a hot scene.
It was every single person that was
at the party.
It was not busy in a room.
Was upstairs watching.
I mean, it was, people came downstairs and they were like,
there's a woman fuckfest going on center stage, no man.
So it was literally, the whole party was up, crowded around.
Watching. Women only.
And but, it was handcuffs and whips.
Strap-ons.
And strap-ons. And it was
And this just happened organically. Like, it's just
nothing. We let our parties form the way they form. We don't gear them in any certain way. We just let them, they just kind of like, each party is always a little different. Like, I think when he questioned was, is how is each one of our parties same or different? And we can never say we've never had two parties that have been the same. Depends on the group. We can get an idea how the party's going to go down. We know who's going to get naked right away and who's not by the guest list because of, we know them and they've been here so many times. But how, who interacts with who and what's going on, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we've had some parties that it's been very, like, quiet. I mean, just like a few people played and that was it, and it was everybody cleared out of here by 2 a.m. but we emailed them later and made sure everything was okay, and they're like, oh no, we had a great time. It's just a lot of people had things to do and had to go home early. But like that all girl center stage was something that was like, I mean, people it was hot.
Sounds like something to behold.
Yeah. Oh, I walked right up and I said, I take full advantage of the host, and I'm a straightforward, you know, worst you could do is say no type of person. I'll ask them in, and I don't get it.
They rejected you.
They rejected me.
They wanted it to be all women.
I'm like, so how does one get invited to this? And all the guys says, hey, I can't even get in on that shit. So I'm like, okay. And I walked away, and I kept coming back, and I'm like, man, this is hot. I rubbed a few asses and shit, you know, took advantage of my host capabilities and rubbed a few asses. And but then I respectfully bowed out, and you know, as a host, and the male part of, you know, the relationship period and the lifestyle, I have to have the highest respect and the highest, you know, frame of, you know, of respecting people's boundaries, you know, at parties. So yeah, I have to set the highest standards, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't force myself to play with anybody. So I make it seem like using my popularity as the host to sleep with anybody. It was a hot thing.
We've had people come with restraints and blindfolds. We had one couple where they came and he had those under the bed restraints, and he tied her to the bed and blindfolded her and teased her, and had people come in that she had no idea who they were. And
oh, that's hot.
They teased her and.
Yep, he asked.
He instructed, you know, them on what they were to do, and
yep,
that is hot.
We had a
couple bring a symbiont.
Yep,
sex toy. That was a very interesting party. That was a party that I wasn't sure if I would encourage again.
It was sort of a steal the show.
It was kind of a mood killer
because. The women were all getting off, and the guys were standing around watching, and they drinking. Were like, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, well, what do we need us for? Because she brought this $2,000 symbiont sex toy with different attachments. And
I have to admit, I've wanted to try one.
Well, we can hook that up for you soon. We have a baby. We know somebody who has one and would love to bring it, and she's hot as hell.
We've seen a lot.
We'll
have to hit that up for sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can see where the guys are just standing.
The girls want to try it out.
The guys that were standing around pissing and moaning were the ones that couldn't get it up anyway. I already know the ones. I know I have a long list of knowing who has erectile problems or erection problems and who doesn't, you know? So it's like, I guess when I catch them at other parties and stuff, even at this party, and I see them playing with a couple, I know that they have more than a 90% chance of failing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm always going to be right there jumping on their coattails if I'm welcomed. I never assumed and never are pushy, but I'll definitely finish where someone left mm-hmm. off.
Yeah, I mean, I know the.
I mean that in all fun and games. It's just fun. I'm just joking.
The time we were here, we were playing on center stage, and. One of the other women who was here had a rubber flogger,
mm-hmm.
and she was using it on his ass and his balls, and that was really probably the first time it opened us up to realizing that he enjoys a good spanking. Ah. And she would do it a little harder, and you know, well, he liked it, and
yeah.
we ended up going out and buying one, and yeah. you know, it took us down a whole new road that we probably would have gotten to anyway, but I mean, it got us there a little bit faster.
Yeah, I mean,
it was hot.
We had a couple of, like a little tiny paddle with, it's like, it has a little hand on it, but we got a little bit, we picked up a couple new toys after that, mm-hmm. so that was hot. I think one of the last things we wanted to ask you was, you do have children, and this is like a swinging sex den down here. So.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said that there's pictures of naked women all over. I mean, you literally have banners on the wall.
Yeah, they're up during
advertising
parties.
Different, you know, lifestyle
they're
events.
They're just up for tonight because you guys were coming. When we have events, after you leave, I got to spend 2 hours and break this all back down.
Well, don't put them
you
up
didn't
just
put
for
them
us.
Up this
I
thing.
Put them all up for
no,
you guys.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
These all get taken off. They get on pinned and they get rolled up and all the stuff.
Because they were up.
And you also have a glass case.
I guess I just assumed that
glass
you left them up all
that
week.
It all gets broken down. That gets covered. It actually gets covered. I got a special cover that covers it.
A glass case full of sex toys.
That we sell. And we do raffles and stuff like everybody else does. But that gets covered.
Have you had any situations where you had to, you know, skirt around it or come up with an explanation if they were come down and everything's like
no,
this? Any,
they just really.
Well, they're not naked pictures, or you know, if you look at them,
they're sexy.
They're not naked, but they're sexy. They're not naked pictures. So I want to make sure that's clear. Everybody knows that our parties. I don't have naked women on the wall.
It's classy. No, it's
yeah,
it's,
yeah, it is. It's very classy. Classy. It's not porn. So.
No.
I very much separate the two. I don't.
It's a very classy basement. Yeah. That is for sure.
I don't mix my children with the lifestyle at all. I don't have couples over, and as you can tell, we had a lifestyle get together for a bonfire last weekend. My kids were here. They went to bed. No one played. We just all hung out. Closed on and just had to get together. So it's not always about the play. It's about the connections and the relationships that you make. So I want to make sure that's very clear. And then, you know, when we have our parties, our kids are nowhere to be found. They're
when
not
we have
anywhere
parties,
on the property 5-6 hours before the party starts.
Yep. We make it so, like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when we have a party, there are no pictures of our children on our walls. In fact, we don't really have any pictures of anything personal on our walls, and there really is a point to that, because we've been to house parties where they've got pictures of their kids and they've got pictures of, you know, whatever. First of all, it's not anybody's business who our kids are, what they look like, how old they are. If we choose to share that information with them, then we will.
That means we've taken you that particular couple we like enough to get to know on a personal level and introduce our kids to them.
And
hence, they're sitting in front of us right now. We had you guys over to meet our kids.
Yeah. And the other reason that we do that is we don't want people to feel awkward about that. We don't want people. Probably people have come into our home and don't even know that we have kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to other house parties where people are like, oh, just go ahead and fuck on my kid's bed.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, I don't think so. You know, I mean.
Just move the toys off the bed.
And, you know, we're like, really?
Come on.
So.
Yeah, you really do try to make it a club-like atmosphere. Even though it's your personal home, I mean, you make it very much like a club.
Yeah, because we have the room. I mean, our kids' rooms are locked up. And I mean, you notice we have locks on every door. And when it's party time, doors get locked. Our kids' rooms are locked off. You know, and a separate wing that, you know, they have their own bedrooms that nobody goes near. And, you know, and the rooms that we have locks on them. So after the party, we break everything down. That's why we're up. We get 2 hours sleep on that Sunday. People leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. Amy goes and picks up the kids by 7 sometimes. She's back here by 8, and sometimes she has to wait until 9. She stays there and takes a nap there while I do all the dishes. I break down all 20 course warmers and crock pots and take out all the trash, take down all the banners, go through every bit. We vacuum, we flip all the couches. I mean, we go through the house so there's not nothing for the kids to find. Yeah.
So there hasn't been a found condom, a found anything in a drawer.
There's no rock, a.k.a. no couch, no chair that's not on turn before the kids come home.
Have they ever just walked in on you having sex?
Nope.
Or
nope.
Caught that even.
Nope. Nope. We lock our doors, and then sometimes we get the knock at the door. You know, what are you guys doing in there? We want to come in.
We're like, no way. We're on the phone. They don't understand the time of, you know, at 3 in the morning that we could be on the phone. So they're getting older. I mean, we have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. They're both going on 5 and 7. And they're getting to that age that they're asking more. The oldest one is asking. So is our youngest one, son and daughter, and they do ask. On a serious note, they say, "Oh, your daddy and mommy are having their adult party." They just assume it's just adult. We play cards and
Adult could mean anything.
Could mean anything. You know, it's just adults only with alcohol. That's all they need to know. They don't have any other idea. We're not ashamed of the lifestyle. We don't mix them with our lifestyle. But we're not ashamed of it.
When they get to appropriate, when I don't know if there is an appropriate age. When they get older, they're gonna start asking questions. Why do we have lockers in the basement? Have you thought far enough ahead?
They look underneath your cover in the glass case.
Yeah. Where have you? I mean,
have you
maybe
thought far enough ahead?
Maybe they're too young that you haven't even thought about it. But well, I mean, have you thought what you're gonna do in 5-7 years when you know you have a 12-year-old? And
well, when they have sleepovers, all their friends can put all their crap that they brought over to sleep over in the lockers.
Yeah. Actually, it's not 100 pairs of shoes you have, but
well, one of the things that we do to justify the lockers when we're not having parties and we know we have family guests coming over, because you haven't asked, well, what do you do for holidays? If we do holidays, we have guests, we have family members come over who don't know we're in the lifestyle. We used to, not so much anymore now because we're so busy, but we used to buy expensive name brand pants from the manufacturers for returns and stuff, and then we turned around and we sold them on eBay. So at any given time, we'd have maybe 2,000-3,000 pairs of blue jeans. And I'm not talking $50 jeans. I'm talking 400 or 500, True Religions, 7 for All Mankind. That's what we sold. Well, we use the lockers to organize
them. They actually were stored.
People were like, what do you have lockers for? We'd open them up. We keep our expensive pants in there, and they're all categorized. And they're like, that's okay. And they kind of bought that. But then when we bought our second set of lockers, and they were on the opposite side of the room,
we
have a lost and found that's still up there.
I just noticed a lost and found box.
Yeah, in a coat rack.
It has a whip up there. I mean, as the kids get we're hoping within this year, this summer, if finances allows it, we want to do a whole addition that's going to be nothing above the garage or something that's totally separate, so I can move all these things out of this area and keep them locked up where the kids will never get to. Ever.
So the kids will know that you have the secret locked room full of stuff.
Yeah, we have our little, we have a couple,
Mommy and Daddy's secret locked room.
Yeah.
Well, we do photography.
We're professional photographers.
So we're going to make it our photography studio.
Mm-hmm. Everything I do,
that's
I do
a good
for
front.
Real.
I mean, it's not even a front. It's real. It would be
right.
real.
Yeah.
But
the kids
plus
be
some
like,
extra storage.
Right. The kids yes. will be like, well, that's their,
photography studio.
Their studio, mm-hmm. and we're not supposed to
and
be
we do,
in there.
And we do pin-up, and we're not ashamed to tell anybody we do pin-up photography, and you need beds for that. So we want to move a lot of the stuff that's in the basement that's lifestyle-oriented, like the lockers, and move them to a part of the house that the kids have no reason to go in. Right now, we don't have a door to the basement, and the kids can come down whenever they want.
That's a whole other layer of setup you're going to have for the parties, bringing those
more locks. Work.
That's a whole other... Ooh, yeah. You guys are going to add a lot of work to yourselves on that.
What's
ooh.
That?
All the, for the parties, when you have the lockers are upstairs, would you bring them back down here for the basement?
No, we're going to do a 3,000 square foot.
Oh,
addition.
So that would become the play.
That would just be where you get your
shoes.
Oh, that's
where you
drop your stuff off.
Oh, so that, okay. I thought you were, you'd bring it back down here each
time. Add it on top of the, we want to do a 3,500 square foot huge open playroom above the garage.
That would be awesome.
Now that's a center stage.
That is
so
awesome.
So that'll be center stage, and there'll be a bar up there, and then there'll be beds up there. And there'll be closets and some more and an open but more private playroom like they have at Cap City or at Motor City.
You know what? A dance pole would be awesome.
Dance pole would be up
there. We have
there.
One in our basement.
Yeah, but... there'll be a dance pole that lights up. There'll be a DJ booth up there.
Wow.
And it'll be locked up. There's no reason for the kids to go up there. So as they get older, they don't need to go up there.
I mean, your basement is cool enough for, I can't imagine being a teenager to have a basement with the... pool table and stuff that you guys have.
Already have the wow factor. So with that, you'll have the
holy shit factor.
Jesus, you'll have the.
I want to have a dance floor and stuff. I really, that's the ultimate goal. We got another jacuzzi, that was donated to us.
Is that we saw the one?
Yeah, that's
in
outside.
We thought maybe you could just replace the one that was in. That's going to be a second one?
That's the second one. That's going to be outside, so that way people can fuck under the stars.
That's awesome.
Because we live out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we don't have any houses around us. That's one of the benefits that we have. We are in a semi-rural area. We're sitting on over 10 acres, but we butt up to two properties that have 200 acres and 100 acres in our backyard, and the closest neighbor is probably at least a mile away. I mean, quarter mile away. And you can barely, there's just no houses besides the front. So, you know, we want to build an outdoor play area. We want to expand more play areas, more jacuzzis.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that way people have been asking for a dance floor. So we're going to build a more music dance area. So
very cool.
Sounds like some great things ahead and in store for Behind Closed Doors. Yes.
So I think the last question I wanted to ask, I'm not even sure if it's on that list, is how has it been trying to do promoting and like the administrative side, such as promoting, building your website? Has that been pretty easy, or have you found that challenging and trying to just get your name out there? And I'm pretty sure you guys have gotten yourselves into Lifestyle Magazine. You're one of the listed clubs in the back of Lifestyle Magazine, correct?
Yeah.
So that whole administrative side, is that...
That was the whole that whole part of it was pretty easy, but building the website...
Building the website was a pain in the ass because...
For her. She built it a year before we even started doing parties. And, I asked her to start working on it.
Yeah, I did it, and it was just... I used Dreamweaver, and that was way more advanced than my skills. So it was a pain for me. But really we've decided that we don't really want to have a whole lot of traffic to it. And if you go to it, it's very plain.
You can't find your way to your house from the website.
There's
some basic info.
We push everybody
no party dates on it, because really I don't want anybody just to search and, you know, and find it that way.
Show up at the house.
We don't want to draw that much attention to our house, you know.
There's a lot of negative attention. There's just a lot of people you've probably found out or have done research. There's just a lot of negative people in this world that are quick to judge and try to impress their views and their beliefs on our lifestyle, because they just don't understand it. And when I say those people, I mean in the legal industry, you know what I'm saying? Law enforcement, mothers on PTAs, church groups.
Yep.
Have you encountered any of that?
Nope, because we are just completely low-key. We follow the strict letter of the law.
We've heard like Motor City has been constantly harassed by
religious group.
Yeah, I mean,
or
just
something.
They've been harassed, and they've been... people have tried to shut them down. Cap City's had issues, you know, and we just don't want that. We want people to, you know, be able to feel that they can come here and that it's safe. And that's why we have a security guard who you have to be on the list in order. You can't just, you know, show up. You know, it's for everybody's safety. It's for our own safety. It's for our kids' safety. We try. My thought is, if somebody's going to go through, you know, going on SLS and building a profile and putting pictures up and that kind of thing, they're investing more time in it than just.
Yeah, they're probably not putting up a front just to be on the lifestyle,
and give us grief and try to say that we're doing something illegal.
We have.
Is there zoning
regularly,
issues with us, or
what's
like,
that?
Is there any types of. Like, if law...
Well, they'd have fire marshal issues, at least.
Make sure you've got enough people. I mean, I don't want to bring it to the, you know, to light, but we make sure we've crossed all our T's and dotted all our I's. But, you know, like...
These are all the things you, like, would never... That, you know, you guys have had to think about because run parties.
Your property insurance is probably something you've had to think about.
Yeah, liability, but more the more since we charge for our house parties, accepting money in exchange for sexual act, which is not the case. We do our social. We don't accept any money at the door. That's why we take donations in advance.
Mm-hmm.
All donations go through a central location, and all that money goes directly into a registered business, and we pay our taxes on that money. And people say, why pay taxes? It's cash. I don't need the IRS breathing down my throat. I make sure I cross all my T's and dot all my I's and make sure I don't give any people out there that are looking to cause our parties harm or malice. Is that the right word? harm to our parties by because they're jealous because they can't. I don't know. There's a lot of people that are just out there to cause problems. So I don't give them an inch, they take a mile type, you know, the way I live my life. So we make sure we do everything to the full letter of the law and what's required for our township and our state and required. I make sure I pay all my taxes and all my money. And a lot of people say, you know, hey, you know, taxes alone out of that money that's donated is a good chunk of money. And then the food expenses and stuff. So,
well, the other issue too is the drinking issue. That's why it's BYO.
Yep.
You bring your own alcohol. If you leave your alcohol here and say that, you know, the next day, you know, or the next weekend or the next party, you know, you're like, oh, I left, you know, X there, you know, can I get it back? No, you can't, because then I'm giving you alcohol and
I'm supplying alcohol. Mm-hmm. I do not supply any alcohol.
Yep.
So I can't pour you a drink. I can't give you any of my personal liquor. It's too much of a liability.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we have the social from 7 to 10. That's what you're paying for.
And I'm sure your security guard is very careful about who he lets leave the gate if there's any concern about drinking.
Oh, yeah, we've never had anybody who's left here with a drinking issue. We've only had two people who had issues leaving, but that's only because they left and they hit a deer. And one couple, that's funny, that's another incident. The only weird incident we had was a couple, he left his wife here at the party. They got into a fight. They were leaving. Everything was fine, and he literally left his wife here.
He left her.
Left her here.
Well, sort of at the very end of our driveway.
Yeah, at the end of the driveway, they were pulling out, and she got out, and she's like, "Fine."
It was the middle of winter.
Middle of winter. It was from our New Year's Eve party. And first time here, and we're like, we had our security guard say, "Hey, there's a girl who's walking down from the party. I don't know what's going on." The husband, boyfriend, whatever, said, "Fuck her, I'm leaving her." And we're like, "Well, we can't let. It's our responsibility." I said, "We can't just have her walk in this cold." So I got in my car, and
it was
cold. So I found her, and I said, "What's going on?" She's like, "No, I'll just walk." "Well, where are you staying?" "I'm staying at the hotel in Howell." I'm like, "Dude, yeah, far away you are." "I have no idea." I insisted, I gave her a ride. It's my responsibility as a host to make sure everybody gets home safely. Got her to her hotel. Her husband had a boyfriend at the time, they're married now, was already in bed and sleeping and didn't give a shit. So he had no plans coming back for her. Wow. So that was another incident. But it was never here. It was, a lot of people don't even realize, like, what? You know, when we tell them things that have happened at previous parties, I wouldn't have never known. I'm like, that's because we assess them, deal with them, and sweep them under the rug quickly so nobody else needs to be bothered that have came to the party and want to have a good time. We don't want to interrupt anybody else's play. You know, we don't want no drama. Our house parties are 99.99% drama free. They always are. People just come to have a good time, want to get fucked, want to watch, want to jerk off on somebody, whatever floats their boat. I've seen all kinds of wild shit at parties. Her birthday party, her bucket list. I got to pick something off of her bucket list to do to her. She wanted to be frosted, so we laid her on the table, and everybody at the party got to frost her and have a piece of her. So, and we have pictures of that, and that's on our profile. Cool. Yeah.
Probably very sticky.
I highly recommend it.
That's pretty hot.
It's like four tubs of frosting. Of having frosting smeared on you.
And everybody seemed to go right to her private spots.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we've already talked about what my favorite thing to do is.
So, and,
well, for Derek's
and you
birthday.
Like frosting.
And
so,
then my bug, my birthday party, because those were extra parties that we had last year. I let her pick something off my bucket list, and she took it to extreme. It was at the bottom of the list, and she said,
"It was more like on my bucket list."
It was on your bucket list, but somehow it made it on my list. And she said, "Get tied up and get spanked." So at my birthday party, she had a special couple who she was riggers,
yep.
Which was a tie-up specialist. She put me on center stage with a chair and tied me to it, and then people proceeded to spank me. And, of course, I'm like, whatever.
I instigated it.
I'm like, really? And the girl spanked me as hard as she can. I'm like, oh, really? Let me know when you're done back there. So guys got in line, grabbed the biggest rubber, plastic, leather, whatever paddle, and beat the hell out of me.
Things hurt.
They beat me black and blue for, like, what, half hour?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and my butt was like, the Cap City was the following weekend after that, and my butt was black and blue. Like, didn't that hurt? I'm like, no, I look at it like this, you know? I can't sit there and spank other girls and say, you don't have any idea how it feels. I'm like, here's a picture. Don't tell me, man. I don't know what it feels like to get spanked because I got my ass beat raw.
So these bucket lists you have, are they actually written down?
Yeah,
no.
We haven't had a bucket list episode. I mean,
no.
We
sex could, bucket
we
list.
Can have our own bucket list episode. We might have to have you guys on for a bucket list episode
yeah.
at some point.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay, that'd be great.
I think the one last thing, it was quickly, who came up with Behind Closed Doors, the name? Whose idea was that?
It was mine. I think we both worked at it. I like the, we started off with the logo, which was a door, and we wanted to go with something, so, and we said we liked the Behind Closed Doors, because technically, 90% of this happens behind closed doors, you know? Technically. Nobody's out, you know, you don't see our president saying he's a swinger, you know? So, if he was, he's behind closed doors. So, it just kind of fell into place, and we liked it. And so, we registered it in Michigan, and it's a registered business, DBA, registered business name, you know?
It's a great name. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's catchy. It's just like kind of like the perfect name. It's, you know, all this stuff happens behind closed doors. It's a great name.
Yeah. That is our SLS name. It's Behind Closed Doors MI for anybody who wants to contact us and learn more about our parties that we have, or even if you don't even are interested in coming to our house party because you're not at that level of play or new to the lifestyle, feel free to hit us up. If you're on that website, we are a real couple with real house parties with real people, and feel free to hit us up and ask us any questions you want.
Is that how they should contact you, via email too?
Yeah, email us either through SLS, Swinging Lifestyle.
And
they do allow free profiles. So, you know, if you are thinking about getting into lifestyle and you want to learn more about it, I get no kickbacks or anything to promote Swing Lifestyle. But it's the most realistic and the most real swingers out there. So I recommend
at least in Michigan
is to at least sign up on there and look at our certs. Our certs is where people give us ratings and tell people on how our parties are and stuff, and it tells you how real we are in our parties and what they're like. So if you get the opportunity to sign up and get yourself a free profile and contact us that way, the other alternative way is to contact us through our website, which is behindclosedoorsmi.com.
Yep. And you are Behind Closed Doors on Swing Lifestyle, correct?
That's yes,
your
we are the only
name.
Ones that are Swing Lifestyle MI for
yeah,
Michigan.
It's Behind Closed Doors.
Behind Closed Doors.
MI,
sorry. So... And
we're on Cassidy as Behind Closed Doors.
Yep, on Cassidy.com as Behind Closed Doors also. So there's many different ways to contact us. Even if we are not the type of couple that you're attracted to, we don't take that personally. If you just want to find out more about the lifestyle, feel free to contact us. We know a lot of people in the lifestyle, a lot of other groups that we would very much recommend, other hotel parties and other events that we've either heard about or been to and have experienced, and would love to give you some recommendations. If you want it, just feel free to hit us up. Don't be shy. We want you newbies, like I said, aka fresh meat, to have good experience in the lifestyle so we all can enjoy you.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. We've loved having you, and I'm sure our listeners hopefully
but
loved having
you. But you haven't
had
us yet.
Oh, we will.
I don't know. This,
let me have this baby.
I don't know. Doing,
oh, I want to have it before the baby.
Doing this made me horny. I don't know. I got doing this. Although
so you're going to do me later?
Usually get hot during the recording of the show. I don't know. Just talking about all the sex, it just makes you hot.
Yeah.
We'll just swap oral. Okay. See, so they didn't say no, so that's a good thing, right, honey?
I guess with that, we'll wrap up the show. And, Kel, why don't you tell everybody how to get in contact with us?
Yeah, now you're throwing me off. You're always the one that does it. So we're swinging around on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We are, you can find our blog at swinging-around.blogspot.com. And
Gmail.
Gmail, yeah, please send us emails, comments. If you like this show, this is our first interview, so we'd like to hear if you what you thought about the interview, what we can do to improve interviews in the future.
And if you've got more questions for
what you
Derek
thought about
and Amy.
What you thought about Derek and Amy and Behind Closed Doors. We are swinging around at gmail.com.
No G at the end of swinging.
All right, everybody. Stay sexy and stay swinging.